Okay, what's this guy's name? Silva. We're going to type his information in here real quick and see what this clown has going on. Because they're looking for his ass. He's wanted. Got out here sexually assaulting people and shit. So, yeah, this is Adam Silva. Yeah. He's wanted for sexual assault. And then, shit, we gotta find that creep. Adam Silva. Adam J. Silva. They're looking for you, dog. You a sex offender out here touching people and raping people and shit. So this guy is a male, white, age 44, 5'9", 165. Eyes brown, hair brown. Aliases: Adam Jason Silva, Adam J. Sylvia. Oh, Sylvia. S-I-L-V-I-A. So those are his aliases: Adam Sylvia, Adam J. Sylvia, Adam J. Sylvia, Adam Jason Sylvia. So he's been registered as a sex offender in 2000. And he's non-compliant, so this dude is basically out on the run and shit, you know what I'm saying, from his PO. He was convicted on March 27, 2000 in Adams County of second-degree sexual assault of a child. You bitch. Yeah, they gotta catch this guy's out on the run, man. Hi. Yeah, he's out on the run. Let's read up his fucking information. The defendant, Adam Jason Sylvia, was found guilty of the following charges in this case. One or more charges in this case was dismissed. The dismissed charges were not proven and have no legal effect. Adam Jason Sylvia is presumed... Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so Adam Jason Sylvia, of second-degree sexual assault of a child, a Class BC felony in Wisconsin statutes. So we're going to read these case details. Wow. Okay. So he has two counts: second degree sexual assault of a child, second degree sexual assault of a child. So one of them was dismissed, but he was found guilty on one count: second degree sexual assault of a child. Adam Sylvia. Jason Adam Sylvia. Date of birth 4/13/1979. Let's see what else. Gotta catch this guy. Wisconsin sex offender that is wanted. They're out here looking for you. We got these sex offenders out here on the run, man. That's not a good thing. So we need to find Scott Buchholz, white fella. He had a warrant issued on July 8th, 2021. They're still looking for this dude. Male, white, age 50, 5'8", 150, eye color green, hair color gray or partially gray. This is Scott M. as in Mary Buchholz. Sex offender, man. He's registered as a sex offender on April 10, 2002. And his registration ends on May 29, 2027. So he's in non-compliance. So basically he's on the run. You know what I'm saying? From his supervision and his PO. Offenses. This guy, yeah, sex offender. So here's his offense. He was convicted on April 10, 2002 in Milwaukee County for third degree sexual assault of a child. Yeah, so he's been through the ringer before too. Date of birth 7/8/1973. So here's his rap sheet. He's got a disorderly conduct, He has a use of dangerous weapon, fourth-degree sexual assault, second-degree sexual assault, fourth-degree sexual assault, third-degree sexual assault. Dude, I ain't trying to stereotype people, but it seems like most of the rapists and pedophiles out here are white guys. It just is. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me, man. I hate when, you know, don't get mad at me and shit. Because of the foul, crazy stuff that some of these people do, man. So let's see. We got some. Let me read some of. Yeah, this guy is a straight up pedophile. Okay, on one of his cases, he was imprisoned. The imprisonment of 10 years in Wisconsin State Prison, concurrent to counts 1 and 6, but consecutive to any other sentence, with credit for 0 days time served. Confinement of 2.5 years and extended supervision of 7.5 years. Not eligible for the challenge incarceration program conditions. AOD assessment, cooperative counseling, blah, blah, blah. Because that's potentially, he's going to end up, you know, sexually assaulting or raping some child or something, or some young woman or something like that. Man, we can't have him out here running around, dude. So, you know what I'm saying? So he needs to be caught. Fellow that is on the run, you sex offender bitch. Wisconsin Department of Corrections Sex Offender Registry. This next clown is called Dennis Emerson Mary Irvin. That's E-R-V-I-N. Dennis Irvin. Male, white, 75 years old, 5'10", about 300 pounds. Brown eyes, brown hair. Aliases: Dennis M. Irvin, D. Michael Irvin, Dennis M. Irvin, Mike Irvin. So, this guy has been registered as a sex offender since July 22nd, 1998, and he is a lifetime, you know what I'm saying, lifetime registered sex offender. You know what I'm saying? So, this guy's on the run, man. These guys are running off from their POs. You know what I'm saying? They get out there, they fuck up, do whatever they do, they violate. And now they're on the run, and not only on the run, they're sex offenders. You know what I'm saying? So, this guy's in non-compliance. Let's read his conviction. So, this guy's been on the run for a minute, y'all. He was convicted on February 21st, 1979, in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Sex crimes laws committed. So, man, this guy is still out here, man, since 1998, conviction date, no, not since 1979, man, this guy has been on the run. So, Dennis Irvin, 5'10", 300 pounds. This is a photo from, man, yeah, they've been looking for dudes, so he must have, like, ran off right away, you know what I'm saying? Sounds like he got convicted. Just stopped reporting. Just stopped reporting and shit. This next individual, white fella, his name is Glenn Allen Holton, like Holton Street. This guy is a registered sex offender that's on the run. Male, white, age 67. His name again is Glenn Allen Holton, white fella. 5'10", 165, hazel eyes, hair color gray or partially gray. And they're saying he's 67. This is a white fella. Yeah, he's been doing time for a minute too. He's got an old ass number, 00103946. Yeah, that's an old ass number. My shit starts with a 2. That's how you can tell, like, people that have been doing, you know, been doing time, that have been in and out and shit like that. You can tell by their, how old their DOC number is. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, that's your Department of Corrections number. Like, just picture, you guys know how, like, cows and shit and cattle, they have like those little tags on their ear with the number on it. That's how we are and shit as inmates. Like, we got a number. Like, mine's 256. I'm not going to read the last ones, but I know my inmate number by heart. That's sad that I know that shit by heart. But, you know, because I'm state property. For the next 2 years, I am state fucking property. Ain't that crazy? I am state property. Yep. Cold-blooded. So this honky, I'm calling dude a honky, man. He's a pedophile. I don't care who's offended. You can just turn the podcast off. I don't care. I don't care. Because people that aren't offended by that are real ones. If you're a white person that's on top of your shit and you have black and brown people in your life and you're diverse and all that and you're all the things, right, then you shouldn't be offended by me calling some white pedophile sex crime person, you know what I mean, rapist, child molester, you shouldn't have no problem with me calling him a honky. So here's some of his aliases. Like I said, this guy is 67, white guy. Aliases: Michael J. Neal, Glenn Horton, Glem Horton with an M, that's G-L-E-M, so he tried to change that. He's calling himself Mike J. O'Neill. That's O, N as in Nancy, E-L-L. And Michael O'Neill. So he's got some aliases out here. Michael J. Neal. That's N as in Nancy, E-A-L. He's been registered since September 27th of 2004. And this punk bitch is a life registered sex offender. And he's out on the run, man. He is out on the run. Residence unknown. So he's just out here, you know what I'm saying? Convicted in Rock County on September 27, 2004 of second degree sexual assault of a child. You hear that? Second degree sexual assault of a child. This white dude. Yep. So see if we can find him. Yeah, once again, Glenn Allen Houghton, sex offender, on the run here in Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the Wisconsin Department of Corrections Sex Offender Registry. You know what I'm saying? Any other time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way in hell that, like, I would ever put myself in a position or anything to, like turn somebody in or something like that. Like, I don't understand, like, why people tell on people and shit like that in general. Like, I'm not with that snitching and stuff like that. And I know there's some people like, well, damn, you've changed your life, so you don't, like, you know, being responsible and saying things when you see them and hear them. No, I ain't talking about that. The only reason I'm doing this is because these are sex offenders, man. These are sex offenders. I have young cousins and nephews and nieces and all that kind of stuff. I wouldn't want one of these punk-ass sex offenders to run into one of my family members and try to do something to them. Think about that. These are sex offenders that are out on the loose, out on the run. They know they're going to get caught up and go back to jail. Like, your warrants don't ever go away. For people that are on the run, not even for this type of weird type bullshit, just if you're on the run, just, you know, for whatever your situation is, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to deal with that. Because I done ran off from plenty place. I ran off from Kenosha. I done ran off from KCC, Kenosha Correctional Center. You can look that shit up. You can see Cap Me. I don't give a shit. I ran off from KCC. I ran off from, I jumped out the second story, my apartment window on the east side. My PO came knocking on the door looking for me. I cut the screen. I was on the second floor of my apartment building. I cut the screen out, boom, got on the roof and scaled down and left and went to work. I think I've talked about that before in one of my podcasts, yep. When I was on the run, my PO came looking for me and shit. I was there taking a nap. I was still going about my regular daily life. I was going to work still. I was still living in my apartment and everything. I was paying bills. Like, nothing had changed. You know what I mean? Because, like, I hadn't gone to see her because I was smoking weed. And she had threatened me with the next WA. She was going to incarcerate me. So I thought that was petty. I'm like, for some weed? Because I'm smoking weed? That's the only thing that you could say I'm out here doing wrong? This was years ago. Not now. This was years ago, okay? So I never went to see her because when I went to drop, the last time I went to see her and I dropped, I knew it was going to be dirty. Because unlike now, like back in the day, if you're on probation and parole, like they didn't have the rapid test, you know what I'm saying, where you go in, they drop you, and then they drop the little stick and the piss and shit, and then it comes back within a minute or two. Back in the day, you used to have to piss, you know, they take the cup, put it in the refrigerator, and then it got sent to a lab, and then you find out, you know, a few days later or whatever. That used to be the worst, man. If you knew you were smoking weed, you went to drop for your PO, you dropped, and you knew it was going to take a few days to go back to the lab and the results come back. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the stress of going home? Because you're like, man, so is she going to call me in a few days talking about my piss was dirty? Or, man, I wonder if I cleaned out. I wonder if it's going to be clean. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, when you go in there the next time to see them, because sometimes, like, POs can be sneaky and shit like that. Like, they'll have you thinking everything's on the up and up, everything's all good, and then you'll go in there to see them, and they'll lock you up. That's how that shit would be going. So, like, that. So, basically, that's why I didn't go, because I knew I was dirty. I knew my piss was dirty, because I had been smoking weed. So, I never went to see her, you know what I mean? And then, like, a week turned into a month turned into 2 months. You know, she had called me a couple times, like, leaving messages saying, you know, I need to come see her, blah, blah, blah. But I never did because I knew she was going to lock me up. I'm like, man, that's petty. She's going to throw me in jail for smoking weed. I'm working, paying bills, doing all that shit. But, yeah, so basically my point, man, if you're on the run for whatever reason, man, you're going to have to deal with that warrant. Warrants don't ever go away. They don't ever go away. You cannot outrun a warrant. That shit, you got to deal with it at some point.